KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now threatening to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened. Here's ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers.
In an interview with Russian state television, Putin says, from a military technical point of view, we are prepared. Russian nuclear forces, he stresses, are constantly in a state of combat readiness. When would he use them? His response, blunt. If there's a threat to Russian statehood, sovereignty, or independence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both clinching their party's presidential nominations with more victories on Tuesday. A bill that could lead to a ban on TikTok is expected to pass the House. Lawmakers concerned about the company's Chinese owners that they may be a threat to national security. Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez has turned in his resignation days after an investigative report cleared him and his officers of mishandling the Robb Elementary School shooting. This is ABC News. Lawmakers at the European Union expected today to give final approval to the EU's first artificial intelligence law. It will require AI companies to mitigate risks and step up cybersecurity. New push today to try to stop drug deaths.
The White House telling Americans they could prevent many of last year's more than 100,000 drug overdoses if people would invest in a quick and effective over-the-counter spray called Naloxone. The FDA made it available without a prescription, along with an auto-injector pen, all designed to help someone recover from an opioid overdose. The overdose recovery spray costs $45, but the government is also giving out free bottles to organizations trying to save lives.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. And a California parking lot, once home to a site sacred to a Native American tribe, has been returned to the Ohlone people. The two-acre lot in Berkeley sits on land that was home to a shell mound that dated back nearly 6,000 years. It's now a park and cultural center. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures Monday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. Commissioners are asking the state Supreme Court for clarity. Tick season is beginning early this year. The state health department and experts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison began looking for ticks last month. They say that about half of the adult deer ticks they found carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can become active as soon as temperatures are above 40 degrees and the snow has melted. Experts say that it's too early to say if this year's tick season will be longer than usual or if more ticks will be carriers of Lyme disease compared to other years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Another loss on the road for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunned in Sacramento, losing 129-94 to the Kings. The win snapped a 15-game losing streak for the Kings against the Bucks. Milwaukee finished their West Coast trip 1-3. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We just didn't have a very smart game. I'm not going to overplay it. It's one game, but we had two of them on this trip and blew one. This trip could have easily been 2-2, but It's not. It is what it is, and we have to deal with that.
Giannis, after the loss.
You know that there's going to be a track meet. You know they're going to play fast. You know they're going to shoot the ball with 17 seconds on the clock. If you're not locked in, not able to manage the same energy that as them, you're going to have problems.
Baseball, the Brewers' William Contreras with a three-run homer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless innings, but the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5. NFL, the Packers re-signed two more of their players, defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today with clouds gradually increasing here this afternoon. It's still going to be mild. Our high near 59, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 34. Tomorrow cloudy with rain, 44 the high. Some snowflakes may mix in tomorrow night. Overall, a quarter inch, maybe a little more by the time all of it ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of CitizenX.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Scotty Byink from the town of Lawrence, which is a great place. That really and truly is. It's almost like a little bit of an unknown entity right here. What a cool area that is. And what's going on there.
What he said about that, and that's a newer community. I mean, yeah. It's been around for 175 years. But
so the original Lawrence, the same guy that Lawrence, yeah. Kansas. So what did he do? Why did he come to Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of money he had.
What's the story on him?
Well, I'm sure it was the university that. Well, maybe, no, it wouldn't have been. That's not that old. But, I don't know.
Well, your sons, went, or I mean, your daughters went to Lawrence.
Yes.
They never had to learn research about the, why like, it's like, named
like,
Lawrence?
Yeah. Like we had to do the research on the Norbertines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to call her. She, but
all
I,
that money
I
for
never,
that education, right. She doesn't know who it's named after.
Oh,
that's
I'm not saying that. I haven't talked to her today.
I think we should give her a quick call.
But I find that really interesting.
I do too.
When you look at,
I like those little communities like that.
Well, my daughter was in TFA, you know, that Teach for America. This is a different daughter, and they send these teachers or these people as part of their college to a lower income place. And I went to the school, and I mean, like here in Green Bay, all our schools are in pretty good shape. There, the weeds are high. It was named after somebody, and I said, tell those kids to do a report on who this was named after and bring some pride, right?
Yeah.
Because it's really cool to learn that stuff.
Absolutely.
About, like Bob Harlan Plaza,
that stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows him, but I mean, in 50 years, some kids are going to say, who's Bob Harlan?
I agree.
And it's going to be cool that they know that. So Lawrence, I never knew that, and especially the connection to Lawrence, Kansas and the university. That's, yeah, I don't, probably, my guess is he grew up, I don't know if I had a guess, did he came here because of his wife or something,
I don't know,
right?
Yeah, we got to find out. We need to find out. Now anyway. I'm fascinated. Ben Chan, I just got this text. Ben Chan needs two more wins to take the championship.
Oh, that's it.
He's on tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, maybe even more then, because if he doesn't win, you know, then somebody else, you know, then it goes on. But all I was saying is that they said you had to have three wins, and but then
best of seven.
Best of seven is four.
You think Jeopardy would know that?
I know, right?
Four is more than three. But hey, what do we know?
Todd, what's up with that? We need to figure that out.
I'm not really good with math. I'm not the guy to ask.
All right.
Well, they either have to change it to the best of five, or they have to win four games.
One of the two.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Right.
That was good math on your part. Yeah, that was very good.
7 o'clock. I've had.
I know.
I'm good.
I know.
I'm looking good.
I know.
I'm looking good.
So he's on again tonight, which will be fun to watch. That's always great.
Yeah. He is. Great.
You know, I'll tell you what though. You know, in a normal Jeopardy, like where it's just you know three people out of the whatever, I can get a lot of the questions. Okay.
Oh, I don't.
What?
When you're alone, but then when you and I watched it, you got one.
When what I'm saying is, though, these are so hard. I think last night I got the New York Knicks question right.
Yeah.
And there are about two others. And other than that, I'm just like, not even a clue. Not even a clue. They really upped the game
for this round.
And when someone runs the table on a category like jazz or the Bible, you think, oh, that's what they do. But then they do it for something totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the depth or the broadness of their knowledge is unbelievable.
And they don't like kind of screw around or I'll take so-and-so for 200. It's like the first one, I'll take it for 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000.
And he was talking.
And he doubled up. The one guy in the middle last night, he was at, I think, 12,000. And he said, I'll do a real double Jeopardy. And he went up to 24,000, yeah, and Ben had like 8,000 or something.
10, yeah.
Yes.
Ben was, we asked him a little bit, and he's going to share his strategy with
I just got to read one more text here. Oh. I'm reading this. I'm not saying this. I'm just reading it. One nut deserves another. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. choosing between Diva Rogers and Jesse the Body for vice president.
You know what? I agree with the texter 100%. 100%. I mean, come on. What's this country coming to? Now, I'm not saying a popular person. I think Gopher was a good congressman.
Right, from the Love Boat.
And I don't know how
Sonny... Love Boat.
Just that whole phrase. I think Gopher was a good congressman.
Gopher from the Love Boat was a good congressman.
Well, I think he did. I think he worked his district, and I think he was good to get along with.
Like, you know, he almost died. They were riding a cab. They were in, I think, Greece. On location, okay? And they had these balloons, and I think Julie was with them. Remember the girl that played Julie? Every guy had a crush on her. Then she became a cocaine addict.
Lauren Tews, I believe.
Lauren Tews, thank you. And they had these balloons that were helium, and like somebody, I don't know if the cab driver or someone was smoking, and they exploded. And they got burnt.
Really?
Their faces got burnt, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Jesse was not a good governor. Right? Wasn't he a one-term governor in Minnesota?
I thought a couple.
I don't know. I think it was one term. He had parties in there for his kid, and he just, it was a joke.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have any parties for your kids in the mayor's mansion, right? Right?
I want to get back to Jesse.
That's what's up in that garage we can't
get
into.
Yeah, maybe that's what the eggs are.
And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, come on. Whatever. I think that's, I saw that and I didn't even read the article. So I don't know. Are those guys engaged? Are they saying, look, I'd be interested in sitting down with you? Or is that just Kennedy, shooting his mouth? Do you know?
I do not know.
Did you read that or did anybody see anything? I don't know.
I don't really know.
I saw that this morning. I thought, I'm not going to read that. But it screwed up our things here. Are you following that Haiti thing, Johnny?
Yeah.
Is that crazy what's going on in Haiti?
The gangs have taken over the entire country. The prime minister had to escape to get out of town.
And so these gangs, how many people were in that prison? 4,000 or 5,000? And they got this new guy running it now. Jimmy the Barbecue Chezzy. How do you say that? It's an Italian, right?
I don't think that's Italian.
No?
Cherizer. That sounds French, doesn't it? Italians usually end in vowels.
I just think that Jimmy the Barbecue, something tells me he's not a cook. I think he's a chef.
Well, here's the deal, though. They've gotten so powerful that they've taken over before they go to like a bargaining table or whatever, they want a spot. The gang wants a spot in government.
Well, that's what this guy's doing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the gang is trying to take over the entire country.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
and they got heavy weapons, and it's like unbelievable. I knew a lot of people that used to go down there on missionary things to Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
Like build houses and
Jimmy
everything. Jimmy the Barbecue, yeah.
It's like Lenny the Blowtorch.
Yeah, I know.
He was not a welder.
Yeah, Jimmy Kneecaps.
Jim, what would your nickname be? It would be Jim the Mayor, right?
Yeah, Jim the Mayor. Don't mess with Jimmy the Mayor. Hey, you guys, you know what? Jimmy the Mayor's coming here. Shut up. No, I'm not kidding. Be on your best behavior. You don't want to deal with Jimmy the Mayor.
Players. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. As much as we're critical of our.
You know what he's done? You know what they say he's done? I don't know if it's legend. They say he takes a guy and he rubs salt all over the guy, okay? Then he takes his Shetland pony and the guy licks him to death. He torches him with his Shetland pony. It's unbelievable what this guy does.
Yeah, I heard something with a llama. I don't know.
Are you kidding me? You know, spit in your face.
Until you can't take it anymore. It's a little bit of that water torture. It just comes from a different source.
Right. Yeah. Jimmy the Mayor, don't mess with him.
But I just, oh my God. I I don't know what's going to happen there, but yeah, they got the prisoners running the place now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And what do we do? What do we do as a country? We send them $300 million. Here. Don't you think it's a little bit more than money to fix this? But I don't know. What do I know?
What do you know? What do you know?
That anyway.
But that's a scary situation, man. I started reading a thing about people like hiding in church basements and things like that.
Can you imagine that?
Can't even imagine.
The prison.
Can't even imagine. It's like that. What was that movie when one night a year people can do whatever they want?
Oh, The Purge.
The Purge.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. Really? You ever see that movie?
No, that sounds like a good
movie. Oh, it's freaky.
Basically, for that entire day, you can do whatever you want. You
anything.
Can't get in trouble.
No crime. Anything. You can do anything you want for one day. Yeah. Anything.
How did they bring it back?
That's just the rules. You get to do anything you want for one day.
No violations, no crime, no fines.
Do anything.
You know what I do?
What?
I drive fast.
You do that already. That's nothing special.
I wouldn't have to worry, though. I don't have to worry about my wife getting mad at me. Because, like I said, they build these cars to go 160, and what do we go, 80, 90?
Jim. Did you ever drive in Europe on the Autobahn?
No, I've been on the Autobahn. Okay. No, I was somebody else was driving. I wish I would have, John. Maybe I got that out of my system. I tell you, I went and saw a shrink one time, and she said to me, yeah, that's true. Okay, let me rephrase that. Okay. At one of the sessions when I was seeing a shrink, she said to me, look, why don't you drive at Elkhart Lake?
America? I've done that.
Really?
Oh, I didn't go through the whole school, but I did a thing for a Corvette club. It was a rally.
Right.
Where we drive.
Oh, yeah, they're big there.
And you got to take like 3 laps, I think it was.
Porsches. Yeah,
yeah, that was a lot of fun.
She said, why don't you do that? That may be good for you to do.
I got a good friend that runs the racing school down there.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be it.
You can find out how fast they go.
But you can, I don't know, man. Donna wasn't too excited. She's like, is there something else?
But that would
else?
Be great. It's safe.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very safe.
You get some hairpin turns, but not a
it's
oval
cool.
track.
No, not at all.
So,
not at all.
Now, I like the speed more than I do the challenge of the turns.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to, Todd, can I give you a guy's number?
Yep.
You're really going to call this guy?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
Well, you got a house in Elkhart Lake, don't you? Or a cabin or something?
A condo.
You could go down there. You could spend the time.
Yeah. That's what she said, because she was in Howard, the shrink.
Okay.
And she knew I had a place.
Does she like being called a shrink? Todd, you with me then?
Counselor.
It's part of that mob mentality. Yeah. That going on.
Do you call your doctor Sawbones?
Anyway, maybe it's deeper than just drive. I don't know. Whatever. I got to figure that out. But I love to drive. But if I had my day to do it.
Oh, I know you do. I've driven with you.
We're going to Oshkosh. We're going to the expo next week, so I will drive.
All right.
Because we want to get there on time. So,
but you know, anyway. It's one of those things, though, too, with racing type stuff like that. I've done that Road America. You know, but the scariest thing I've ever done in a certain way where you think you're going so fast was stock car racing. I did a couple of those charity things like me and Linda Infantes, and you got that feeling like, you're white knuckling it.
Yeah.
And then you watch the video and you're going like 40 miles an hour.
Really? That's it?
And you feel like you're going so fast. It's unbelievable.
I did the Indy 500 track.
Did you?
Yeah. Then we were flying.
I've never been to the Indy 500. I've always wanted to go.
It's Indianapolis is a great, great city.
I agree.
I love it. I love the Colts. I love their downtown, their children's museum. Yeah. There's just everything about Indianapolis. And I told you their mayor is a huge Packer fan, and I'm not to repeat that publicly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then he vacations in Door County.
Really?
Yeah. He's a great guy. Anyway, we went to the Indy track and drove. I didn't drive. Some other kid drove. And it's like 20, 21 years old. And
wow.
But I was like, dude, do you have a death wish? They fly on that
I know.
Track. They fly I on know. That track.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mud on the Bear. Lots more coming up. Stay with us. Let on the tension, digging your detection, girl. Highway
to the danger zone. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You know, can't you just see that this is maybe the greatest intro of a movie where the music matched the video of all time? Wouldn't you agree, Todd? You're a movie guy.
Yeah. This
I'd pick this because Jim driving down
know.
The right.
I know, but can't wind you just, in his hair? They're on the aircraft carrier. Oh, no. And the jets are taking off
right.
And everything like that. Yeah.
I got the need.
For speed.
The need for speed.
You know, I still, whenever I play beach volleyball, I still always wear jeans, take my shirt off, and wear a wristwatch.
I mean, who doesn't?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Every day I flex a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I look like John Cena at the Oscars the other night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was weird. That was too much.
But he had clothes on.
Well, a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, but they showed it backstage. Like,
I mean, okay.
They gave them that envelope, but... Had that envelope fallen? I mean,
he had something. I know, but I'm still saying it was a little weird.
That was very weird. That wasn't a little weird. That was very weird.
That was a lot weird.
But I think people, like, who's this guy that did that?
Cena?
Yeah.
Who is he? Well, he's a big-time actor now.
Is he big-time?
He used to wrestle and everything.
Or is he trying to become?
No, he's big-time.
He didn't need this to elevate himself?
He's big-time.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's be honest. If you looked like that,
yeah,
would you?
No.
Would you go out on stage? Well, you're the one that's always going to be out in bike shorts and tank tops.
I don't want my butt shown.
And the world heaves a collective sigh of relief.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Thank you for not sharing that with us.
that was the weird part. But he got a lot of ink for that, and I thought, would he do that for that purpose? Did he want that?
Oh gosh,
he doesn't need
it. He's huge.
Okay,
he's big time, John Cena.
I didn't watch it. I don't know. I never heard of the guy.
You've never heard of John Cena?
No.
How could you not have heard of John Cena?
That's why I thought that he did this to, like that one guy went up to, wasn't it Taylor Swift?
That was Kanye.
But, anyway, I think people use, they're opportunists, and they and I think he did that. So, okay, I don't want any more comments about me.
We got him.
Pete?
Yep.
Pete?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, John.
John Minow and the former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. How are you?
Good morning, Pete.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. So we were talking, here's the deal. We were talking about the movie Purge, where for one day people were allowed to do absolutely anything and nothing was against the law. Okay. And Jim said if that really happened, his thing, he'd drive as fast as he possibly could all day long because he loves going fast. And I said, well, have you ever gone to Road America? And he's got a place in Elkhart Lake. I said, have you ever been to the racing school at Road America? And he goes, no, I don't know anything about it.
Pete, tell
everybody what you do.
Well, we teach people how to drive race cars. It's an SCCA, Sports Car Club of America racing school that you, upon successful completion, can apply for your racing license and go racing wheel to wheel with other people on the racetrack.
Really? So I have a place at the Ostoff.
Okay, great. Beautiful place.
And very close to where you are. So can I do that? Is there an age limit or is there an IQ test or can I go out?
No, it's interesting. We get people that are, 13 years old that don't even have their driver's licenses yet. And all the way up to, I was talking to a guy the other day that was interested in doing the school. And he was 79.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. The different people that come through the school. And so it's interesting as well because, some people do it to get their racing licenses because they want to be the next Formula One world champion. Mm-hmm. Or, some people do it because last weekend, you know, they went bungee jumping, and next weekend they're going skydiving.
Right,
you know,
bucket list. That's very cool.
Exactly.
All right, I'm in. I'll talk to you offline, but yeah, just this. I think this would be good for me.
And I know it would.
John's looking out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It's a ton of fun.
How fast would they possibly go, Pete?
Well, during the school, you know, we kind of limit that a little bit just because.
Safety.
You
know,
do we get a ticket if we go over?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, but, you know, we can go 100 miles an hour.
I'll take it.
During the school.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
This would be right up your alley, Jim.
And that would be
fun.
And then, Pete, we could talk about you on the show here and do a little, you know, play-by-play. Because, I've been to that track many times.
But never on it.
I've never been on it. I've been in the pits and all that. So, yeah. So you teach, is it all summer then? Or what do you do? Of course, that racetrack is used pretty much in the summer.
Yeah, we do two schools a year generally, one in spring and one in fall. And then we do a lot of other things, you know, private, you know, type. Things at different racetracks all across country. Oh. This is just where we're from. So
cool. Have you been down to the track in Indy? Indianapolis 500?
Sure. Yeah. I have tickets to 500 every year.
So they had a mayor's conference in Indianapolis and they took us on the track, and the kids that drove, it was just two of us in the car, right? The driver and us, and man, did they drive fast. You know, that's well over 120 that they're going, and I'm like, wow, this is fast. I liked it, but it was fast.
That's about half of what the IndyCars are.
Yeah, I know, right? That is. That's about half of what the IndyCars are. I go 200.
Pete, talk about that thing you've done. Was it in Mexico? That off-road type thing?
Oh, yeah, the Baja Buggies. Yeah, was out in Nevada, actually.
Oh, Nevada, okay.
Yeah, that was Tonopah. We were out there. It was a thing we left out of Las Vegas and just driving buggies through the desert for a few days. It was just amazing, amazing fun.
Man, that sounds like fun, right? Those buggies that we see, right? The open top.
Almost like the dune buggy type things, yeah. You guys got up to some pretty high speeds too, though, right, Pete?
Those things, yeah, you can for how rough the terrain was. Yeah, we get going pretty fast.
Yeah,
you know, those things that are built for off-road type of thing, we're going 70 miles an hour, you know, through some pretty rough terrain, and the travel in the suspension is just amazing. You can see the front tires moving up and down, and the travel on them was just like a foot that the front tires are moving up and down.
Incredible. That sounds like fun. That really does.
It does. Hey, Pete, let me just ask you something that's a little more practical. The speed limits on our interstates are 65, 70. Don't you think with the money we put into those roads, the vehicles that we drive that go up to 160, don't you think we should increase the speed a little bit? Limit?
Well, yeah, that I haven't
listen to the
about
expert, John.
Much. I just kind of go out and I drive whatever is allowed. I haven't, knock on wood, I haven't gotten a speeding ticket since 1994.
Can you say that, Jim?
Jim hasn't gotten one since December. No, let me rephrase that. Jim hasn't gotten two since December.
Okay. All right. Hey, I think that would be fun, and I'm looking for something to do. This spring and fall, I can't do it this spring, but this fall I'm going to take your class, I think. I'll call it, but that's great.
And if people do want to take your class, tell them how do they contact you.
I won't do that.
Sure. Just give me a call, 920-838-6612, or we have a Facebook page. And we do, you know, put out information on that. And Instagram is Level Up Racing School. And our website, www.levelupracingschool.com.
Spell Level Up. What is it? How do you spell it?
L-E-V. Yeah, it's L-E-V-E-L-U-P racingschool.com.
Okay. Okay, awesome. That's great. All right, this is going to be fun. Hey, thank you for coming on. I mean, it was...
Peter Stoltz.
Oh, sure.
Always great talking to you, and you just made his day.
Yeah, you did, man. All right.
Well, yeah, give me a call for sure. We'll do that. We'll figure something out.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Believe it or not, cooperatives working together is 21 years young. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And now they're evaluating renewing that agreement between the National Milk Producers Federation and dairy cooperatives across the United States that want to work together to promote the sale of U.S. dairy products to overseas customers. Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation says it's been effective.
We're keeping our minds open. We're putting a lot of things on the table because we have a task force right now, Pam, that's looking at if we want to continue this program after this year, and I think there's a broad feeling that yes, we should, what else can we be doing? Are there other product mixes? Are there other things that we can do besides helping products? Can we do things that will help with logistics and shipping and warehousing and things that will allow companies to build new markets, particularly in places like Asia, where we have that growing consumer base?
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation talking about the proposed renewal of cooperatives working together. Just a few of the participating cooperatives in Wisconsin that are already engaged include Land O'Lakes, Foremost Farms, and Dairy Farmers of America.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is really special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
On Tuesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 4 cents to 142. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 143.5. Double A butter did gain 3 cents to 283.25. This morning in Chicago, right now, December corn is up a penny at 474. November soybeans are down 7 at 1180. The July new crop wheat currently up 4 at 564. Class 3 milk for April, up 34 cents right now at 1611. May milk's up 33 at 1665. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Wednesday. Don't forget, the National Weather Service would love to have you as a rainfall reporter. Go to wisconsinweatherwatchers.org and find out how. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Partly cloudy today with clouds gradually increasing here this afternoon. It's still going to be mild. Our high near 59. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 34. Tomorrow cloudy with rain. 44 the high. Some snowflakes may mix in tomorrow night. Overall, a quarter inch, maybe a little more by the time all of it ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. We're talking a little bit about the town of Lawrence with Scotty Bining and talking about all the big expansions they're going to do. And, Jim, this one is in your wheelhouse as well. Talk about what's going on with 141 and the gentleman involved.
Yeah, I-41.
What did I say?
You said 141.
Oh, 141, I'm sorry.
That would be the other road. I-41, and this community has been talking about this for years and years, but our two guests here, Eric Gwit.
Yep.
And then Scott Ebel, are the guys in charge of this, taking I-41 from what, Shearing Road down to Grand Chute, and widening that to 6 lanes. It's now 4 lanes. And you've been at this for 3 years, having community meetings, but this is an exciting time for you guys. Maybe not so exciting for all of us because you're going to start the construction, but we're going to love you in 2029 when it's done. But how's it going? You break ground this month or next month?
Yeah, our first construction project was bid out back in January, and we're going to be going in probably early April. They're looking at starting their first ground, kind of a groundbreaking, we'll call it, the first actual construction project we're starting in early April.
And why are we doing this?
The biggest reason we're doing this is because, you know, obviously 41 has operational issues, it has capacity issues. This is going to help address all of these issues. When we're all done, we're going to have wider shoulders out there, we're going to have more lanes. It's going to help reduce incidents. And when there are incidents, people are going to have more room to pull over. We're going to have more room to deal with, you know, traffic when we're out there.
You know, that is, last week I was on it, and everything was really backed up. And it was, somebody was on the shoulder with a flat tire. And you're right. You know, everything has to go in that left lane now. And the police cars are, and you're right. I mean, a small thing like that, and they were backed up for miles. Right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is the congestion? That's the way I look at it. What is the traffic on that? I mean, that's significant. There's a guy in the paper that, I think he comes home for lunch. He lives in, like, Lawrence and works in Appleton and comes back and forth. He said, you know, he drives it 4 times a day. It's probably cheaper to take his lunch, but what is the traffic count on there? You guys know?
Yeah, I mean, it varies along the corridor, but generally we're looking at 60 to 70,000
right.
vehicles per day in our heaviest, most travel sections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And definitely when there is an incident, you know, it backs up quickly.
So mm-hmm.
60 to 70,000?
Right.
You believe
that? Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is good for the two communities. We had the mayor on from Appleton, and actually had the previous mayor on too. And, you know, this is going to really help bring the communities together even more so, having 6 lanes between, right? That's Wisconsin Avenue? Is
yep.
that where this
yep.
is?
Yep, yep, Wisconsin Avenue.
And then what's it here in Brown County? Shearing?
Shearing.
Okay.
Shearing.
So that's going to go to 6 lanes. I got to ask, what can we look forward to? I mean, are you going to close anything?
So when we're constructing mainline, we're going to keep 4 lanes of traffic open during our peak hours. We know that there's just so much volume of traffic out
right.
there. We can't shut down lanes and during those peak hours of time. People are going to see night closures. They're going to see,
right.
you know, overnight closures when we have to demolition bridges, things like that. But during the day, those lanes are going to be open. Now, that said, we do get into mainline construction, which is going to start in 2025. Most of the work this year is going to be kind of off of mainline. But starting with that mainline construction, you know, there's going to be shifts. There's going to be tighter lanes, similar to what happened up here in I-41 in Green
right.
Bay, where you're going to have that concrete barrier. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a more restricted environment. We're definitely going to encourage people to, you know, slow down, pay attention, put your phones down. Right. Be aware of your surroundings.
Don't you I give those guys a lot of credit that work overnight on those projects.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's
no.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we will be closing down interchanges. We'll be kind of, you know, similar. If people remember what it was like in Brown County here about 5-6 years ago, that's what it's going to be. You're going to have, you know, long-term interchange closures. You're going to have long-term ramp closures. But the main line, for the most part, will stay open. And that's where we're striving for. We always kind of tell people it's going to get worse congestion-wise before it gets better. Because when you do have those restricted lanes, it's going to slow people down. When you have an incident, it's going to make it worse than it is today. But that's just kind of, it is kind of the nature of the beast, when you're doing it. And so we're going to stress patience, because it is going to be, you know, during an incident or something, it might take longer to get to work, or when there's a closed interchange, it might take longer to get to work or your home or whatever. So yeah, it's definitely.
But what you guys have going for you is you got a finished product that people are looking forward to. I mean, it's not like, what are they doing? I mean, we know what it's going to end up being, and you guys have done a great job, and I'm all for faster.
Well, it's very
not faster, wider roads.
It's got a lot of support. I mean, that's the one thing. It's not, you know, we're not getting kickback from the communities. You know, it's not a controversial project. It's something that everybody's wanted for a long time. So that makes it way easier. You're not trying to sell something to somebody. So it's definitely a positive.
Yeah, I can't think of a single person that drives that road that doesn't say, man,
right.
The last thing we want is some more lanes here.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, another thing, though, too, we're talking about the town of Lawrence. And that town has exploded so much over the last 10 years. And we were talking earlier about Bellevue Street when that was built. You know, 90 years ago, whoever, it wasn't built for as many people and as much stuff that goes on. And it's kind of the same thing with 41, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. And we look to, you know, we're looking 20 years ahead with our traffic projections with what we're designing the roadway for. So we're trying to make sure that we take all of that into account when we design the roadway.
So I got to ask you guys, as highway builders and engineers and designers, what do you think of this high-speed rail? I that's not going to happen, is it? Do you think it's going to happen?
I mean, not on this project.
You like the vehicles?
They're going to work on that next Tuesday.
That's
on their list of things to do
today. Yeah, I just was there's talking. That seems like an ebb and flow, high speed rail. You know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, front page news, and you know, the governor's in town, and then you don't hear anything. So I just don't know if that's, but that's not your, is that your department?
No, that's, I mean, there's been talks about it, you know, just like we get the same news that you guys do about it. And, you know, there's always talks about it, but as of, you know, concerns aren't this project or anything else, we're not.
You're independent of that. And yeah, I didn't know if that came out of DOT or not, how that worked. But hey, I just got to ask you guys, as someone who kind of worked with different entities in the community, Packers lean on you at all for certain things during certain times?
Well, with the draft coming up, you know, that's going to be a big, we're doing a lot of coordination with them for that. You know, as a DOT, not just as this project, the entire state, you know, is doing, you know, but they were a pretty big partner the last time. And because we were right in their back door. And, now they're always obviously a stakeholder. But we're a little further away from that, you know. But,
yeah. You got any concerns? Is this thing financed? Are we good to go?
Yeah. The project is funded through the State Majors Program. So, you know, that money is basically there. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting to the projects at this point.
All right. Do you do ceremonial, like, are you doing a big groundbreaking, or do you do that for every? I see you have like 5 major things going on, right? I mean, the whole project is a major project. What is it? 20? How many miles is it?
23 miles.
23 miles. And do you celebrate your successes along the way, or you just work on it, and then 2029 is when we pop the cork?
We're not doing any sort of ceremonial groundbreaking, but in the end, you know, sometimes there's always like some sort of, depending on the situation there, you know, we haven't discussed those yet, you know, as we haven't even broken the ground yet, so we got to talk.
We love ribbon cuttings, that's okay.
There's probably going to be some, I would guess.
Along the way, because I think it's going to be, 5 years, right? Yep. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep. I think the mayor's asking basically right now if he could drive really fast down that stretch before you actually open it.
Yeah. And he made a career doing ribbon cuttings.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be some. Several the last time, so I would assume we would have some.
How many golden shovels did you have in your office, Jim?
They're in my garage now. Okay. A lot of them. People like doing that. Myron likes giving them out. I mean, everything's smat, that they all have their names on it. But
You guys are talking about, you know, the bids and the different contractors and everything like that. How are those companies doing for the workforce? Because so many other areas are looking for workers. With a project this size, will they be looking at hiring people?
I'm sure they will be. It's a big subject right now, you know, just the workforce in general, you know, and that's something that we have to take into consideration when we're doing our laying out this project for, you know, the amount of bids and the amount of work there is that you can't over capacity, you know, you can't overstretch the worker, you know, in those companies, because there's only so many of them that can do that work. So that does come into play. But you know, I would, you know, there's statewide, you know, these contractors are working all over the place. So this isn't just the place that they're at. So, but I would assume that they're looking for people because it seems, you know, everybody seems to be looking for people. So I went out that, but they're, you know, they're all independent of themselves. So, you know, depending on the situation, you know, they're probably of, you know, where they are with their, worker capacity.
So your timeline is to start in April, be done in 2029. Six lanes from Shearing Road all the way to Wisconsin Avenue. And you've been at this all hands on deck for 3 years, right? I mean, you guys designed this thing and you're our project managers. Any concerns or what's your biggest concern? Because you're not really going through any wetlands or anything. I mean, that's...
Yeah, the project itself is relatively simple. We're expanding the number of lanes on I-41. That said, I mean, there is a lot of stakeholder coordination. We're just affecting, you know, a dozen different communities along this stretch. There are still impacts to wetlands and natural resources, and we need to coordinate that with our resource agency partners on the project. And we've been very fortunate to be able to do that successfully so far.
Is there really a dozen communities between Shearing Road and Wisconsin Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. And I know Lawrence is one of them, but Todd just came in here and said, you know.
Well, the Grand Chutes, the Little Chutes, the Kakanas.
Yep. I mean, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's quite a few, and that takes a lot of, you know, making sure everybody's, you know, everybody's needs are heard.
And they've all lobbied for their exits.
Yeah.
Hey, is there still a thing? I mean, didn't it used to be where it's like if somebody finds some plant that might be endangered or something, it can stop a project? Do those things really happen, or is that an old wives' tale?
There are still definitely, you know, species that get screened out as part of that environmental process. And there have been some on 41 that we've had to be aware of and just make sure that we're avoiding. And we've been able to do that so far. So it is definitely.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that you're talking about the wetlands, there's quite a, you know, you don't seem, it doesn't seem like it, but the highway goes through pretty much all old lowland, which was, you know, and so there's wetlands all over the place. You just maybe don't realize it because there's, it's kind of urbanizing very quickly, but there is a lot of, there's definitely a lot of wetlands around there. So we've got to work with that, and there's certain rules we got to follow with all that. And we've done that successfully.
But what's nice about this, you guys, and we're talking to the two guys who are in charge of the I-41 expansion going from four lanes to six lanes, starts in April. This, you don't have those big concerns like a new road with, you know, the trees and the owls and all that, because like you said, it is an expansion and you've kind of vetted a lot of this thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. There are still, you know, areas where we're going to be affecting trees and things like that. And we do actually need to do our tree clearing. Most of our tree clearing needs to occur in the winter, between November and March, because of restrictions to the northern long-eared bat, which is an endangered species. So we do tree clearing in that off season or inactive season for the bat. So there are still restrictions like that we have to account for.
See, I was very concerned about the northern long-eared bat.
like a northern long-eared bat. Yeah.
Boy, was I worried about them.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool that you're doing that. I mean, you guys are, I don't know. I can't see anybody criticizing you because I just think it's something we
everybody
need.
Everybody wants this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Hey, let me just ask this. Where do you start at Shearing and go south or?
No, it's kind of scattered. Okay. And it's mainly because of many different restrictions, the environmental stuff, the utilities. We have to buy real estate. So we kind of starting at the ones that don't require all that as much as that. And then we start working into it. So it's actually not as smooth from south to north or north to south as you would think. Yeah. There's a little bit of kind of skipping around that has to happen. Okay. And there's varying reasons for that.
When you asked Johnny where does it start and stop, they sent us a map. I slid the map over to it. He slid it back to me. He goes, I drew the damn thing. Can't help him on it. These guys are the head guys.
Yeah. So. I just want to say one thing.
I see that in my sleep.
Whether it's day or night when those guys are working out, slow down, people.
Right. I mean,
see
really,
so many idiots still going 65 next 3 feet away from these guys working.
Yeah. Yep. No.
Give these guys a break. Slow down.
Absolutely.
That's our biggest message that we can get out to everybody. Those all people have families. They all want to go home.
Right.
We don't need. You know, we need to have a safe work zone, and
And kudos to you guys. You have a listening. You the community's been engaged in this for the last 3 years, but you have a listening session tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do. Hemlock Creek Elementary School in Town of Lawrence. We have a public information meeting tonight at 5 p.m.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's
they're going to Hemlock School. They're going to just talk to these people about it. So anyway, yeah, thank you for doing this. And I'll slow down. We should all slow down.
Especially you.
We got to get you guys back on a periodic basis
because
this is a huge project.
Keep us updated
for our listening area. We all use this. So Yeah, just thanks for what you're doing, sticking around and getting this all done. I'm really looking forward to that ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Eric, so are we. Scott, thank you so very much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in. Mino the Mayor, back after this.
I ain't scared. The brakes are good. Tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Picture your perfect KFC meal. Then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken. 4 sides, including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
My fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas.
Commander Cody.
Yes.
Remember Commander Cody?
Yes, I remember the song.
71?
Whoa.
72.
Something like that.
71, 72.
Oh, it's loud.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that. I turned it up.
Yeah, you turned it up.
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, I think? Is that the name of it?
Don't know, I think everybody knows that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
So these guys, this is encouraging. And young guys.
Yeah.
Michigan Tech, Madison. And this is their project. And, you know, they said, look, we'll come back. We want to inform people. They have that listening session tonight. I just think it's great when government, and these guys, you know, DOT's government, when they work so closely with the community, this is what's going to happen. This is why it's going to happen. This is when it's going to happen. Yeah, we're going to get these guys back. I was very interesting, and I have a huge interest in.
I think it's great. We're all over the town of Lawrence today.
We are.
Except we don't know who the Lawrence was. We still got to figure that one out.
Well, we know it was a guy.
The main guy. Well, yeah,
but we
know
don't
it was a
know
guy.
Where. We don't know much about him.
Is that his first name or his last name?
Last.
Okay.
But the meeting tonight is in Lawrence at their grade school. So if people want to go and hear what's going on with I-43.
Okay, what else kind of piqued your interest? Where did you think, uh-oh, Johnny, here it is. Here's your calling.
Well, not construction, but
that's when they said they might be hiring people.
Oh, God damn it.
I would be great at that, Jim.
That's work. That is work.
That's what I'm looking for.
That is work.
I'm looking for manual labor. I told you that.
As much as we've advanced a lot of technology, that's not for you.
Yes, it is for me. Quick pull, people.
How's that hip?
Quick, you know what? I can get it's impinging a little bit, but I'll get it taken care of.
Don't think you're going to pass the physical for construction.
I think I will. Quick pull, people.
Impinging.
If you were at the DOT, would you hire me to work on 41?
Okay,
yes or no?
Okay, because DOT has a ton of jobs. It's a huge department. Could you drive a desk? Probably, but working on the construction
I'd be good. Yes, wearing those big yellow outfits.
Right.
And I look good in those.
They do put those nice lights on for you guys, though.
Absolutely.
Which they should. But
and I just come right into, I go from there to come into work, do this show, go home, sleep for a couple of hours.
Listen to you complain about
you would not hear me complain.
So fast.
You wouldn't hear me complain.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear me complain.
It was cold.
Quick pull. Would you hire me for the DOT to work at the 41 project?
Okay.
I say yes.
Just make sure the whole thing
manual
is
labor.
Manual, okay, that's
manual labor. I wouldn't be a heavy equipment operator. I'd just be a manual laborer, the shovel type thing.
In construction.
Yes.
Now, you'll probably be the guy just holding that sign slow.
No. Well, maybe sometimes. I mean, somebody has to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
How was your day today, honey? Slow. Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like a worse job? On those hot days.
I don't know.
But where you're just standing there. Because now they got, I think, wear those big rubber suits. on the highways.
Well,
don't
they did. I don't know. They did 67, which goes again the race thing to Elkhart Lake. No, they were just wearing just the vest.
Just the vest. Okay. Like, because I've seen some of them where they got the whole thing
in the summer. Wow.
Yeah.
We got a couple of texts.
Yeah.
Donna from Green Bay says John could be the flag man.
Okay. Right? Well, that's I would do that. I would do that.
I would do that. The question was construction.
Well.
And then another one said, Johnny, I'm repairing a trash compactor today. You're hired. Take a drive over.
Okay.
So Kewaunee is where you want to head.
Oh, all right. All right. I can do that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All those trash compactors, though.
Yeah,
man.
Boy.
Oh.
The high demand. High demand.
Well, there are, but I mean, working in a grocery store, those trash compactors, they are nasty. I've had to crawl down those once in a while and get a, you know, like a ham bone. You know,
what are they like? What are they like?
About? They're huge. Trash compactors are huge. There's a huge, like they back up a dumpster.
Right.
But this thing pushes, you throw your trash down and then it compacts it.
Okay.
So it can get
it's
as
like
much.
It's like a dump truck type thing.
Kind of. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even know they had those.
I didn't either. I'd like to see one. Wow. You know, it was a scary scene in a movie. You ever see, there was made twice, The Getaway. Original one was Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw, and that's when they first started hooking up. And then the second one was the guy who's in that trouble right now because somebody got shot on the set in the movie Rust.
Alex
Baldwin. Yeah. And
that's not looking too good for him. What do they call the people who get the guns ready?
The ammo person, I think, isn't it? Or armor person or.
But anyway, she's doing time, I think.
A couple of years.
And all she did was like. Can't.
Well, they think she might have been drunk.
Oh.
And brought live rounds in by mistake.
Well, who brought the live rounds?
Why would you even have live rounds?
Have them on set.
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't know she brought them in. I thought she just handed them okay. So she brought that in.
Well, she was in charge of it. She was the armor person. And they say this is just all the stuff I've been reading.
And again, we don't know what we're talking about, right? We don't have all the details.
I can't be held like liable because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Our regular listeners know that, but he just wanted the disclaimer. Johnny and I do not know what we're talking about, but go ahead.
But we're going to talk anyway. So anyway, they say one of the reasons she got that job is her dad was like the most famous armor type person in Hollywood. Oh, and maybe she wasn't as qualified as maybe she should be type of thing. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
back to my thing.
Yeah,
but the movie.
Sorry.
So, you know, they rob these banks in like Texas or Arizona or someplace like that. And then to get away, they hide in a dump truck and they get.
Oh, they hide in that part?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I would. Wow.
Yeah. But he like used his rifle so that it didn't go all the way back and squish them.
I don't know, Todd. You worked in those things. Wouldn't that thing take a rifle out?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well. Not Hollywood.
It's a movie. It's Hollywood. Batman.
Yeah. How?
Yeah.
Zap.
Right. Wouldn't that be the worst? Wouldn't that be the worst way
to
go possible?
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah. Worst way to go possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's close. I don't know. I think that is. You know what? Well, I don't know. Being eaten by stuff is kind of gruesome.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? Yeah. But that trash compactor is right up there with being eaten by something.
I know
it's coming.
I know.
Man,
I know.
I get my legs get like weak.
I know thinking
I
about
just,
that.
No, I don't even like thinking about it.
But you never saw that movie?
No.
Neither one of them. They're great movies. I can't think of the name of the woman in the second one. Really good looking, tall blonde.
Do they get out because of that gun?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. They crawl out in the dump. They're lucky it wasn't the dump I used to go to and shoot rats.
Then they would have got eaten by rats. Let's jump back in the truck.
Yeah.
We got a minute here. Bunch of texts coming in with you guys.
Yeah.
Gizmo says that they have an armor specialist even when they do plays.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Can't remember the name of it. And then also a text came in. Commander Cody, which we were playing earlier, Hot Rod Lincoln. George Frayne was an art instructor at UW Oshkosh in the 1960s.
Who's George Frayne?
What does he have to do with that?
I believe he's Commander Cody.
Shut up!
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Oh, my God. We got to get him in your Music Hall of Fame.
We do.
Wow.
That we got to do.
What else you got? What other text you got there, Todd?
That's all I got time for.
All right. But I think a lot of people think I would be good to work at that 41
this
project.
Is how you get out. Yeah. This is how you get out of that dump truck.
Hey, when we come back, we got our small business spotlight, and it's something that Jim and I are both very interested in, yoga. We'll be back with Kat right after this.
Where the fans own the team.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'm going to be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent, talking about why your local trial court judges are important to you.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.